Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, welcome to Time Suck. First off, thank you for listening to this new podcast. I'm Dan Cummins, the host of Time Suck, and probably usually the only guest. I may have guests in the future. Right now, I'm leaning towards no, because I want to just take 30 minutes to give you just the best of what I can find about one, what I think is fascinating subject every week, you know? Because maybe you don't have time to spend hours on the web digging deep into something like today's topic, the Lizard Illuminati. But I do. And every week, I'm going to condense my research into whatever I'm super curious about into roughly half an hour of the most entertaining bits so you can share them, you know, amuse your friends, family, get rid of people who think it's too weird. You don't need them in your life anyway. You know, listen to it at home, in the car, at the office. Work can wait. This is Time Suck.
You're listening to Time Suck.
Today, it's the Lizard Illuminati. Now, I don't know if you have ever heard of this conspiracy theory. I had not heard of this until about a year ago. And a coworker of mine just all of a sudden just brought it up randomly when, I don't know, some kind of conspiracy stuff was coming up and brought up, like, have you heard about the Lizard Illuminati? And I was like, what? And I thought they were going to be joking, and they were not joking. And they proceeded to talk about how, you know, there's a race of reptilian humanoids that are, in fact, ruling the world from their secret tunnels within the Earth. They are causing strife amongst us, feeding off of our emotions, feeding on something called monatomic gold. They have mixed their bloodlines with many of the world leaders, going all the way back to the Phoenicians, Egyptians, Sumerians, ancient civilizations, Mesopotamia. And basically, everyone important is important because they're part lizard. So there you go. So you know what? So rest easy. If you're struggling in life and you're like, God damn it, I just cannot seem to catch a break. Well, you're probably not a lizard, okay? So now you don't have to beat yourself up anymore. You know, you just the system's rigged and you're either a lizard or, you know, you're part of the what Bill Hicks used to refer to as the bovine masses, right? You're just one of the rest of us. Struggling to make it. So here's what this is. I'm gonna quote, and again, I've been searching way too much time on lizards because this stuff is very interesting to me, and I'm trying to turn what formerly has just been a colossal waste of time into something productive with this podcast. Since I'm looking up lizard stuff anyway, I might as well share it with you, right? You don't even have to be sitting at the computer avoiding actual responsibilities. You're just, you know, you could be, well, you know, but you could. If you're doing this right now in place of work, God bless you. It's fantastic. All for it. So, but I take a little thing from time. Here's what it is. It's an ancient reptilian race. The Anokai, the reptiles, have controlled humankind since ancient times. They count among their number Queen Elizabeth, George W. Bush, Henry Kissinger, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Bob Hope, Obama, encroaching on other conspiracy theorists' territory, David Icke, who's kind of like the on the forefront, the guy who's popularized this theory, even claims that lizards are behind secret societies like the Freemasons and the Illuminati. They are among us. They're blood-drinking, flesh-eating, shape-shifting, extraterrestrial, reptilian humanoids with only one objective in their cold-blooded heads: to enslave the human race. Leaders, corporate executives, beloved Oscar-winning actors, Grammy-winning singers. Oh, and by the way, responsible for the Holocaust, Oklahoma City bombings, 9/11, etc. So where did this theory come from? That's where I started digging around a while back on the web. And Because at first I thought it was just this guy, David Icke, which, by the way, if you're curious about David Icke, watch just David Icke. It's I-C-K-E, Vice. Do that on YouTube. There's part one and part two of their fascinating little expose on him and his beliefs, and it's worth your time if you have time to do that. But he popularized this stuff in 1998, this kind of theory, with this book, The Biggest Secret. And I kind of thought at first like his book just came out of a vacuum, as these ideas, you know, kind of sometimes do, somewhat. But I guess never really truly a vacuum. They're always building on some previous idea. And it appears that like the first reference to, which this really cracks me up, because I like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the reference is going to make sense here in a second. Like the first appearance in literature, like as far as a reference to some reptilian humanoid race kind of enslaving humans, was in Robert E. Howard's 1929 story, The Shadow Kingdom. And this is the guy who wrote the books at the movies, Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, like the Conan character. He created this stuff back in the 20s, this fiction writer. And originally, before there was Conan, it was Kull. And there was actually a movie done with Kevin Sorbo in 1997 called Kull the Conqueror, starring Tia Carrere, however you say her name. I don't know. I just remember her as the girl from Wayne's World. I had a huge crush on her. Filipino, I think. And top heavy. That's a good combo. It's a good look. But hey, okay. I'm getting off subject. Huge fan of hers when I was a teenager. But okay. So this guy, this fiction writer, who actually killed himself in the 30s, random side note, trivia, with this Robert E. Howard. Which maybe I don't know why he wanted the E in there. You'd think after Robert E. Lee, if your name was Robert and your middle initial was E, you would just kind of skip E, go straight to your last name, just go Robert Howard, but written as Robert E. Howard, which makes him seem racist. No proof that he was, other than the fact that he was a white guy in the 30s in the United States. So probably, odds are. Hey, but that was a whole nother thing again. You're going to notice I'm probably going to continually veer off little tangents here, but I'll zip back. I'll zip back, I promise. So he wrote this book, The Shadow Kingdom, and then Cole, who became Conan, you know, the main guy. And by the way, they changed it to Conan, because even back then, they were dumbing it down for the masses. Apparently, the Cole character wasn't selling as well, so he stripped a lot of the philosophical musings of Cole, got into just more action, less dialogue, and that's in Conan. So Conan is like the dumbed-down version of Cole, of course, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of his iconic early roles. Maybe his most iconic, like, first big role. Okay, so in the Shadow Kingdom, Cole fights, among other bad guys, this ancient race of magical serpent men with the heads of snakes and the bodies of men who live in underground tunnels, can shapeshift and imitate humans at will, and use mind control abilities to control humans, and they're supposedly, like, very, very ancient race, possibly extraterrestrial. And this bears on the Lizard Illuminati, because that is exactly what David Icke then talked about in his book. I mean, he hits on all those same notes. And also H.P. Lovecraft, another, you know, science fiction author who was prolific in the 20s also, he also referenced in some stories ancient nefarious alien powers bent on, you know, controlling Earth's population. It was like a kind of a theme of some of that literature during that time. So you cut to much later, you know, in the 90s, you get this guy David Icke. And David Icke is the guy who really popularized, like, he has based his life on this Lizard Illuminati theme. And this guy, whoo, he is entertaining. Oh, man, he is entertaining. He, 64-year-old, former pro footballer, sports commentator for the BBC, before, you know, kind of slowly went insane. And again, watch the Vice videos. 1990, psychic told him he'd begin receiving messages from the spirit world. And then he went on a BBC show in 1990, and it really changed his life. And that's where all the lizard stuff kind of started. The trajectory got much stronger from then on. But to give background on this guy, he was like a loner as a kid. It always makes me nervous when I read stuff like that about people, like their childhood. You know, like one of the warning signs of them just being a nut job is that they were a loner. Just because I was a loner as a kid, so I'm like, yeah, am I in the same camp? I mean, who's crazier? The guy who, you know, creates and believes in lizard people, or the guy dedicating a day off of work to researching and then talking about on a free podcast, lizard people? I don't know. But this guy, he was born in Britain in 1952, and loner as a kid, then got into soccer, football, as they say across the pond, and became good enough at football that he went basically semi-pro, is what I understand. I mean, technically pro, but he was like doing it in the evenings when he was young, had a day job, so it's not like he was David Beckham. Maybe at that day it was more of a part-time thing, but I just think he was kind of moving into the higher pro ranks in Britain, and then he got arthritis, could do it. He ended up becoming a sports journalist and working for the BBC on a number of shows, to the point that he was even one of the commentators in the 88 Olympics, and got sent around the world working for them. Was like the sports guy on a BBC morning show called Breakfast Time, which is like the England's first big morning show. He became a household name, and I'm just giving you this backstory because the fall that is about to come up, it was epic. This is what really attracted me to this whole story of lizard people and everything. This guy, just incredible, these kind of real life stories where this guy builds over a couple decades himself into a household name as a television presenter and sports commentator, and then he starts getting into some new age stuff, which for him ends up becoming the gateway drug into the hard shit. He's getting into the Green Party, just some environmentalism and stuff, which is not bad at all. I think all that's great. The Observer at one point called him the Greens' Tony Blair. He was one of its principal speakers of the Green Party, and then within that party, he started to kind of dabble in alternative medicine, New Age philosophies, which again, all right, dabble, whatever. But then he gets as people often do in my experience in that kind of world, to get into it's like getting really into New Age to me is just like getting really into, Christian fundamentalism or something. You start letting your mind, once you free it from science and you free it from, tactile experiences, legitimate kind of exploration experiences where it's like, oh, okay, I see that and I see how that works. Oh, there's an equation for that. And you're like, nope, I'm not gonna believe in scientific articles necessarily more. If anything, I'm going to think that there's people putting those out there for some political agenda, and I'm going to believe in, quartz warding off spirits, or, turquoise giving me positive energy, or Jesus, keep me from getting raped. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably a harsh example, but, I hear people that fucking go to these places in their heads. Jesus helps them win their baseball game or whatever, the crystals help him sleep at night. I'm a skeptic. I don't fucking buy it. Any of that shit. He goes down that path to the point that he's taken trips around the world. Like in 91, he visited this in Peru. There's some ancient dwellings. There's a circle of waist-high stones. It's some ancient burial ground, pre-Inca. And as he stood in the circle, he had two thoughts that people would be talking about this in 100 years. Okay. Narcissistic there, and it would be and then it would be over when it rained. All right, that's weird. And then I'm reading this from his Wikipedia, by the way, this little bit here, David Icke's Wikipedia. His body shook as though plugged into an electrical socket. He wrote, new ideas poured into him. He started having all his chakras firing on all their cylinders, and he's elevated himself to a higher level of consciousness. Okay. All right, so then he does that. And then he goes into his turquoise period. and then it was in 91, actually, where he did Woke. Maybe I said 90 earlier. So he's getting into all this weird stuff. And then all of a sudden, now think about this. This is somebody who, if you are somebody in your 40s or 50s in 1991 in Britain, odds are you have seen David Icke, covering various sports matches you watch. It would be like Al Michaels or some, trying to think of some example of, John Madden, or maybe even more of a traditional, like a Matt Lauer, like all the crap Matt Lauer got a while back for mishandling a presidential interview. Imagine if Matt Lauer all of a sudden came out on somebody else's show in an all turquoise tracksuit and announced himself as the Godhead and said that, that he was, going to give signs you know, he's the God was speaking through him, spirits were speaking through him, and that the earth was going to cease to exist, and there was going to be all these crazy, you know, tidal waves and earthquakes, but you know, he can help us through this if we do certain things. Just crazy. Like, he has the most insane. You can find it on YouTube, actually. David Icke, if you go David Icke Wogan interview, Terry Wogan. It's the most bananas thing. Like, the comments on there are like, this guy is obviously schizophrenic. But you know, he's actually not saying any more schizophrenic things than somebody as a non-religious person, somebody really talking about how, you know, God is definitely doing this and God is definitely doing that. Like, you're both pointing to something that no one can see. You know, his story was just a little less thought out, you know, didn't have history on its side. So he goes to the laughingstock of the whole nation. Like, he can't leave his house. Like, people are mocking. People will wait outside his house to mock him, to chant, "We want the Messiah. Give us a sign, David." Like, he's a public pariah. And he bunkers down and he starts working on his books. And that's where the lizard stuff really picks up some steam. And in the big book that came out, it's the biggest secret is the one that really... This is 99. I think he had a couple others before this, but he really hunkered down, has changed his life in 91. And I wish that, like, we lived in a world where somebody could come out with some crazy book talking about how there's been some bloodline going back to the beginning of human civilization that has where humans have mated with extraterrestrial lizards, and that the lizards are controlling the earth because they want to. They need to feed off of our emotions. Like, it's the most crazy shit. You're probably like, God, why don't you do your research a little better and figure out how to explain what the lizards want? It's so fucking crazy that the more you research it, just the less sense it makes and the harder it gets to articulate what they're talking about. But the crazy thing is, it's not like he puts his book out and then it just gets panned and people are like, nah, all right, buddy. Yes, come on now. What's going on? that's nuts. What are you talking about? No, it propels him. Like, he sold tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, I think, of copies, maybe even millions. I want to say I saw that somewhere, like millions of copies of his books over the years. Like, he's made a living for a long time now selling these books and speaking to lecture halls full of people who are not mocking him, who are with him, who are like, finally, somebody is brave enough to talk about these goddamn lizards. Like, it's unbelievable. He says, like, you know, 33 of the last 40 U.S. presidents have been lizards and all this. And then you go to Amazon for the book, The Biggest Secret, and you look at the ratings, and it's scarier than David Icke. Like, it's scary that he thinks all this stuff. Scarier to me that people so easily believe such insanity. And just the kind of things they say to kind of back up that this guy must be right. There is one in here that, oh my gosh, this is so good. This is a top customer review of The Biggest Secret on Amazon. And I'm just going to read it. Some guy's Jimmy's review, June 4, 2001, says 5 out of 5 stars. Just finished. By the way, the book rated 296 customer reviews, 3.5 out of 5 stars. And this is a book that came out, you know, like, again, 2001, when people weren't doing the Amazon rating as much. So if this book came out today, I'm thinking you could times that number by 20. You know, probably most of the people who bought and absorbed this book weren't doing it through Amazon and leaving a rating. So anyway, way more popular than it should be. And this guy, Jimmy, says, David Icke, with his horrid mullet haircut and his less than appealing fashion sense, has long been a figure of fun in the UK. A couple of days ago, I was browsing my local bookshop when a middle-aged couple asked a girl at the counter where they could find this very book. She and her colleagues burst out laughing before directing the blushing pair to the New Age occult section of the store. Icke certainly does not belong to either of these fields, in parentheses right there. The couple fingered a copy of The Biggest Secret, obviously embarrassed. They soon left without making a purchase and with their tails between their legs. I wonder if he means lizard tails. I had wanted to assure them that it was a worthy read, but I stalled for fear of being ridiculed as well, and they had gone before I mustered the courage. I don't know why I'm changing my accent as I read this. This is significant Because believing in what you feel to be right and not being deterred by fear of public ridicule by motherfuckers named Dan Cummins, for example, added that part, is in many ways at the core of what Ike is saying. This is why a not, all caps, a not impressively endowed Ike pictures himself butt naked on the cover of I Am Me, I Am Free. He is demonstrating that he has liberated himself from the derogatory value judgments of society and the media. They mock him, and he happily supplies them with more fuel to continue doing so. For this alone, he deserves respect. We all want to be free of the pressure to conform, don't we? Ike doesn't profess to be someone special. He wants us all to be exposed to the truth, whatever that might be, and make informed choices about our lives. Each of us can choose our own individual path, not some collective path that everyone must follow or suffer the wrath of the majority. Okay, goes on quite some time. The other thing I'll say is he's a humanist, a man who believes we should celebrate diversity and treat everybody on the planet with respect and love. The reptilians need love more than anybody, he says. Wow. Holy shit. So much there. So this guy who follows him, I love that he uses proof of a guy flashing his small dick in a book as, hey, man. Lizards, the conspiracy is clearly real, or why would he fucking put his dick on him in the book? Yeah, I'd love to have an argument with that guy at a bar. Get a couple beers in that guy. Hey, man, hey, you tell me, if lizards are not ruling the universe, then tell me right now why David Icke put a picture of his tiny dick on the cover of one of his books. I mean, how else do you explain it then? Oh, man. And he loves the lizards. Okay. So this is where it all comes from. This guy's written a shit ton of books. Well, who are they? What do they want? Where do they come from? All right. There's a great article on toptens.net, toptenz.net. 10 things you should know about the reptilian conspiracy theory. Let's just dig into that. There are two schools of thought, and most of this comes from David Icke's teaching. Two schools of thought about where the reptilians came from. You know, some believe they evolved here on Earth, left Earth after they mastered intergalactic travel, you know, as lizards do. You gotta be you do that. That's what lizards. If you've ever seen a lizard, I mean that part actually does make sense to me. When I see a lizard, I think that fucker could travel through space if given, you know, a couple years of evolution. Easily could build and craft and zip a shuttle around. No doubt. Okay. Return millions of years later. Others believe their home planet is in the Draco constellation. Supposedly they came to Earth thousands of years ago, shared the Earth with people, then they decided they were forced to go undercover and hid themselves from our reality. They also started to interbreed with humans by altering our DNA, similar to the way that people alter computer code. Okay. All right, that's nonsense. This altering of our DNA has a twofold effect. They alter our DNA so we don't use our brains to its full capacity. God, I wonder why I wasn't as smart as I was. Those motherfucking lizards noodling in my brain waves. Putting a limit on our consciousness, making us easier to control. As evidence, Ike points to the fact that we have reptile genes within our brain. Mm-hmm. There you go. Another interesting leap of logic there. Well, we have reptilian DNA, so clearly those bastards are living in underground cities, getting to our surface with tunnels, and feeding on our negative emotions, which is part of the belief system with this. Okay, so the people with reptile DNA can be possessed by reptilians, blah, blah, blah. Okay. They have power in every single country. The reptilians have created a global prison that people don't even realize they're in. It's like the Matrix, but with lizards. Sum it up, you know, it's a lot of unusual information. Essentially, lizard people altered our brains to limit our brain's ability, installed most, if not all, world leaders throughout history. These leaders, in turn, contributed to all major historical events. For thousands of years, they've been poisoning humans. All this was done to ensure that they control humankind. Because that is what I've read, some of these things, that basically what they do is, for some reason, they need their food. Like, if you're hungry, you get, a sandwich or some pasta or salad or gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan fucking paste or whatever. Whatever nourishes you. Some kind of thing that you chew or at least swallow or at least put into your stomach through a hole that a doctor has made. Lizards do none of that. They feed on emotion. It's like their food. Sometimes blood. There's a lot of information out there. Some of the things they eat, like, you know, human babies and stuff. That's, I'm guessing that's like dessert. I'm guessing you're like, you know, you had a nice feast of emotion, you know, because of a war that you manipulated to happen. And so people are suffering. You're like, getting that sweet emotion. It's coming down through the tunnels. And then you're like, oh, man, but I need something sweet. And you're like, ooh, look at that baby. You know, nah, nah, nah. So that's, you know, again, as lizards do. Yeah, and there's all these theories about how they live in underground cities, like huge cities. Okay. Ah, fucking. And they came to Earth, by the way. This is something for in the search for monatomic gold. Because, you know, well, they need that. And I don't even know if that's a thing. I tried looking it up on the internet. You cannot find addition. You cannot find a definition for monatomic gold. It's like new agey stuff on those websites only. And it's like a gold powder. Doesn't explain how the gold becomes powder. It's like two atoms instead of three bind. Some nonsense. But it's supposed to rev up your central nervous system. And anyway, the lizards, we have a lot of that, apparently, according to some of these random weird websites that do not seem valid in the Earth. And the lizards need that to shapeshift, which is why they chose to come to Earth. And they can shapeshift to confuse us to feed off our emotion. There. Does it make sense? Okay. Who believes this stuff? 12 million people in the U.S. alone, according to one survey. Unbelievable. All right. So let's sum it up. Five top facts. Take away from the lizard people. This is actually summing it up. This is some new information, too. Five top facts. Number one, they have a moon base. Fucking wake up, listener. Look at the moon tonight. Look at it hard. See if you don't see a lizard crawl around it or something. Another theory, the moon's origins do not share the popularity of the mainstream theories. It's a hollowed-out planetoid, partially artificial kind of space base, still in use by the lizard people. And they use it to control our thoughts. All right? You know? Okay, there you go. Is there any science to explain that? No, it's just obvious. The moon is organic machinery. Our bodies are containers for our souls, our consciousnesses, and as soon as a conscious being, human or not, dies on Earth, he or she is trapped in the prison planet with the moon, with a magnetic field as a net, keeping us from escaping the matrix, controlled by reptilian elite. God damn it, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Now, we are forced to reincarnate here to be used as a cheap energy source and to be their eternal slaves, right? And that's from a very reliable website called reptilianilluminati.wordpress.com. Moon origins article. Number two, they sacrifice humans. Mm-hmm. Article by David Icke. Satanism, not just a sickness and a perversion, although it is that also. As he says, it's a main reason for existence from the Brotherhood's point of view is to control the Earth's magnetic field. Fact. To worship and connect with reptile masters. Fact. To drink the life force of sacrificed victims. Fact. To provide energy for the reptilians who appear to feed off human emotion, especially fear. Pretty sure double fact. Yep. Their sacrifices are literally sacrifices to the gods. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you still with me? That was another David Icke article. Approximately 12 million U.S. citizens believe reptiles control the government. Yeah, seriously. This is a 2013 poll conducted by Public Polling Policy. It was an article on The Atlantic, fairly reliable website, examining American belief in conspiracy theory. You know, like stuff like JFK was killed by, intentionally. 51%, you know, believe that. Aliens exist, 29%. Bush intentionally misled us to get into Iraq, 44%. You know, vaccines are linked to autism, 20%. CIA developed crack, 14%. Bigfoot exists, 14%. And then you go down to the bottom. Lizard people control politics, 4%, which is like, oh, we're at 4%. 12.5 million people. Okay? You know, roughly 4%, that's roughly 1 in 20. People are like, yeah. Fucking lizards. Oh, yeah. Oh, ha-ha. Come on. Which politicians are lizards? That's number four. Which politicians are lizards? Obama, Romney, Gingrich, Ted Cruz. Putin is not. And this is an article in The Atlantic as well called How to Spot Reptilians Running Our Government. And part of it, how you spot them is on, you look up YouTube videos for this. Their eyes blink in a different way than our eyes. They're vertical instead of horizontal because they got lizard eyes. Hello, lizard eyes. Putin, though, does not believe in them. And he's, there was a very relevant article on yournewswire.com talking about Putin behind closed doors, revealing that he's had to work with lizards for years. Five, guard your monatomic gold. Okay? This is what David Icke said. He wanted to pass on some information. He said he's been chatting to Brian Desborough, my scientist friend in California. That sounds legit. He's been talking to a scientist friend. And we have been discussing monoatomic gold. It comes in a white powder, has two-dimensional atomic structure. Well, regular gold has three-dimensional structure, okay? Sure. Without going into scientific detail, I feel like after that it should say, like always, when you consume this monatomic gold by mouth or injection, it increases the current capacity of the nervous system by 10,000 times. See, that's what I was saying earlier. This would allow a person to process fantastic amounts of information like a supercomputer, and when enough has been absorbed, it would allow them to consciously move through other dimensions and shape shift because suddenly the brain is activated to open those vast areas that we do not use in today's world. Mm-hmm. This substance gives the reptilians amazing abilities to process information and shape shift. I'm sure the ancient Egyptians, Sumerians, Babylonians, and Phoenicians, etc., used this, or more accurately, the ruling elite did. So if that's make us do all that, why don't we just fucking start doing it now? Because you can apparently find it on the web. Where is it, David Icke? Where is the mana atomic gold? So there it is. 30 minutes. I just explained the lizard Illuminati conspiracy theory. And as convoluted as that was, probably as good as anyone can in 30 minutes. So you can spend the next several days, if you want, finding out more about lizards. If you want to, you know, let me know what you think. Let me know if I missed some things that are fun. You know, go to the website, dancummins.tv. You can link to all my social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'll probably be on some of the others eventually because that's the way things go. And, man, hit me up. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Rate it on iTunes. Rate it on Amazon. Get my new album, Don't Wake the Bear. It's out now. It's my fifth one. Create a free Pandora station if you want to check out, see what my stand-up's all about, and find out, you know, other comics about other comics who are similar in sensibility to me. I recommend that. Do that. And keep listening, man. It's a time suck, man. We're going to dig in deep on a new subject every week, and I will try in around 30 minutes to give you the best of what I spent much, much more time messing around in. And be careful. Be careful out there. Because apparently there is a very, very strong possibility that space lizards are doing a lot of nefarious shit.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.